8-2. Remember, the beginning of your health starts with your mouth. Vitamir products are available at most fine health food stores, including Vitamin Cottage, Whole Foods Markets, and Sunflower Market. Or you can visit us online at www.vitamyr.com. That's www.vitamyr.com. Call us today at 888-558-8482.
Really amazes me is how down through the ages why the members of the mystery religions and the secret societies have been able to conceal their existence from the majority of the people, and that is certainly true today. The average individual, if you talk about secret societies or secret groups or secret agendas, their eyes glass over because their minds have been conditioned to think that anybody who talks about conspiracy must be a nut who believes in black helicopters. Why they even believe that there was a plot to kill President Kennedy. Well, you know, one of the ways that the other side has always concealed the truth is by esoteric writing. And there is a wonderful book. We have a copy. We don't actually sell it, but I think it's still available. It's Plutarch's The Life of Alexander, translated by a man named either Kively. And basically, in this book, Alexander the Great had a spat with Aristotle, who'd been his teacher, who told him the mysteries and had schooled him in the mysteries, and this is how Alexander was able to, really with a very small band of Macedonian warriors, to conquer the known world. I mean, he didn't do this on his own. He went up against Darius with, you know, hundreds of thousands, if not millions of soldiers. And here's this little tiny band of Macedonians. And pretty soon, why, this mightiest army in the world, headed by Darius, is fleeing in terror. But it was the supernatural power that Alexander had. And then Alexander writes to Aristotle and says, you have written a book on the mysteries. You've schooled me in the mysteries. Now you've written a book about it. And anybody can read that book, and they'll understand the secret of my power, and I'll lose my edge. I will no longer be able to control them. And Aristotle writes back and says, you have nothing to fear. You have nothing to fear because unless you have been schooled in the mysteries, you can't understand them. And so people can read my book, but unless they have been schooled, they won't be able to understand it. And that really carries over to so much of what's going on today. In fact, if you read President Bush's second inaugural speech and you don't understand esoteric writing, why, you're going to get all confused by what he's saying. Because what they do is they'll take an idea and they'll divide it into two parts, the first part of the sentence and the last part of the sentence, and they'll put all sorts of verbiage in the middle of it so you do not understand what they're saying, and you can't connect the first part and the last part together, but it's there. And if you read the second to the last paragraph of that speech, and you can find it on the internet, and I recommend you pull it down. I'll be covering it in my next newsletter. But President Bush says this: when our founders declared the new order of the ages, they were acting on an ancient hope that is meant to be fulfilled. When our founders declared the new order of the ages, they were acting on an ancient hope that is meant to be fulfilled, not was, referring to at that time, but right today. That ancient hope is meant to be fulfilled, and they are in the process of filling it, and whoever wrote that speech and controls the President of the United States knows exactly what they're doing. Well, with us this morning is our good friend Ralph Everson, who has dedicated his life to studying Masonry and the secret societies, and certainly, in my estimation, is one of the leading experts on this, and we certainly have admired Ralph and have him as a frequent guest on our program. Ralph, what is the new order of the ages that they're talking about?
Well, good morning, Dr. Stan. It's not the new order of the ages. That's the government's position. But the truth is that it's the new order of the world. The word seclorum on the back of our dollar bill means world or worldly. In fact, if you look up the word secular in your dictionary, it refers back to the root word secularis or secularum, something like that. And that means a worldview without God. And that's what this is. The New World Order is a view of mankind without a belief in a God. That's what it's all about.
And that's exactly what our government is doing today. That's why the Supreme Court is taking God and prayer out of our school. That's why they're not closing our borders with Mexico. That's why they're shipping our jobs and our factories and our wealth overseas, because our leaders are dedicated to world government. They have an entirely different agenda, but they can't tell the American people that, can they, Ralph?
No, that's quite true. They've got to conceal it. And one more thing. When I was in teaching at a community college years ago, I used a little example of a, and there's other examples as well, but I used the example of giving every one of my students $10. And I said that I'm going to give some of you a $10 bill, and some of you was 100 or 1,000 pennies, I guess, for $10. And I said, if I came to get the $10 bill at one time and said, I want it back, and you'd say no, I'd have to fight you for it. But if I come for your $10 at one penny at a time, of course, I'm going to get the whole $10 because a penny's not worth fighting over. But that's the way they're doing it. They're taking it one penny at a time. Just think about this, Dr. Stan. What would happen if the American people suddenly got all of the government they've gotten from 1776 to today in one felt swoop? What would they do? Well, suddenly their taxes went up to, you know, to 50-60% from nothing. What would they do? They'd rebel and react. So they're doing it slowly and steadily, one step at a time, a little bit here, a little bit there. In fact, even once in a while, they'll give you some pennies back.
Oh, yes, but, I mean, it's so clever. The government cuts taxes, and everybody is so grateful, and they're wonderful people, but they increase spending. So
yes.
How can you cut taxes and increase spending? I'm all in favor of cutting taxes, but you got to cut government spending. You've got to get rid of all these unnecessary programs, and now they're doing it. They're cutting back on Medicaid and all sorts of things and increasing spending over in Iraq, and we're going to rebuild Iraq.
Yep.
Why would you go in and destroy a country and then set out to rebuild it?
Yep.
You've done
That's
that
exactly.
time and again. They did during the Boer War in South Africa. They did it during the First World War. They did it in the Second World War. And after bombing those cities to oblivion, then they went in and rebuilt them because it's good for business. And, of course, members affiliated with the power structure make fabulous amounts of money.
Well, Doctor, let me say this, Dr. Stan. When I wrote The Unseen Hand, my first book in 1985, I explained that the American Revolution, the War of 1812, and the Civil War are all connected by a common thread that no other historian that I know of at that time had discovered. And that is the desire of the European bankers to create a central bank in America. And so they didn't. Go ahead.
And of course, it's really all about, it's more than money. It's about power. It's about the new order of the ages, the Novo Ordo Seclorum, inscribed on the back of your dollar bill. It's the unfinished pyramid.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it. Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245. It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Pure drinking water is essential to a healthy life, and everyone using the British Birkfield and Berkey series of water filters will benefit by adding the PF4 reduction elements to their system. The PF4 works to help absorb MTBE, fluoride, lead, and arsenic, as well as DBCPs, THMs, and various pesticides and herbicides, and heavy metal ions. A set of four PF4 filters are available for only $85 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245.
Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to join us as we celebrate Messiah Yeshua in Passover 2006. He brought us out to bring us in. The date is April the 12th, 6 p.m., the Ramada Plaza Hotel at I-25 and 120th in Denver. Seating is limited, so you need to call now for reservations. Reservations deadline April the 3rd. Call 303-654-9924. That's 303-654-9924. He brought us out to bring us in.
Well, I'm just Dan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Ralph Epperson. And Ralph has written several excellent books, which we do carry here. We think they're that important. The Unseen Hand, the New World Order, the one about Masonry, a Conspiracy Against God. And he has a new book that we'll be interviewing him on before very long, having to do with Jesse James. And, but that's another story. And as soon as I get that book, we'll get Ralph back on, because there's much to the story there that people don't understand. You can't understand anything going on unless you understand Masonry and its influence on what's going on in America today. You can't understand why the Senate refused to even consider impeaching Bill Clinton after the Monica Lewinsky affair, and after 10 United members of the House of Representatives had risked their political careers to get Bill Clinton impeached, and he was impeached by the House, and they took it down to the Senate. And the Speaker of the Senate said, I'm not going to do anything with this. You don't have 3 months to present your case. You've got 3 days and 3 witnesses. But, of course, nobody has ever mentioned that Trent Lott, the Speaker, the Majority Leader in the Senate, just happened to be a 33rd degree Mason, and Bill Clinton was a demolay, the highest level of demolay in the country. And, of course, one Mason would never go after another who was wedded to the secret society. But this is never mentioned. And our inspector, you know, the Republican joins the Democrats, in opposing the impeachment, but then our inspector is a Mason. And Masons, of course, will always adhere to their oath to Masonry, rather than their oath to the Constitution. So you pick up the story there, Ralph.
Oh, what you say is true, Dr. Stan. I first started working into the Masonic Lodge back in 84, I guess it was, 20-some years ago. And it was one step at a time, because there was no one else that I had discovered that had opened up the Masonic door, and I felt we had to after I read the book entitled Morals and Dogma. That book is really incriminating, and I've written a review of it that I give away for free, no cost. Just call me and let me know, or write me a note or something.
Why don't you get your telephone number out, because I will tell our listeners that book that Ralph gives away free is one of the most important things you'll ever read.
Well,
and
you.
The price is right. Admittedly, it's a long leader, but tell them how to get it, Ralph.
Well, if you want to get it, it's a review of Morals and Dogma, the number one book written by the Masonic leader, Albert Pike, who the statue claims was the leader of the worldwide Masonic movement. That book is available for free. Review. You call me at 800-422-3888. And I'll be happy to send one to you. No cost to you. 800-422-3888.
But the book is well worthwhile getting and reading. And of course, then you need to find a copy of Morals and Dogma in a used bookstore to make sure Ralph is telling the truth. But of course, he is. I've checked out every one of his references, and even some in other books that he's mentioned, and they're there. You need to understand, there is a secret society in the United States with between 2 and 3 million members who've sworn an oath, and if they're on a jury, they're not going to come up with what's right. Their adherence and their loyalty is to their fellow Masons. If they were a lawyer, if they're the judge, you don't stand a chance of having a fair trial. How can you have a fair society when this sort of thing goes on? Well, you can't. And unfortunately, The average American doesn't know that. That's why, of course, we have to have, you know, this whole thing exposed, and people must understand we're involved in a spiritual battle because the Mason has sworn oaths to a different God. That's what's so important, and even most Masons don't know that, do they, Ralph?
No, that's quite true. In fact, they actually say that you are supposed to determine the secret, see it yourself on your own. We have laid enough clues out for you, but you have to read it and reflect on it yourself. And then Albert Pike says, if you don't see the secret, you're ignorant. He actually says that in Morals and Dogma. If you don't see the secret, my fellow Mason, you are ignorant. That's what he says. That's what one brother says to another. No, I don't think so. But this is what the problem is. They've got to see the secret. And by the way, in my third book called Masonry, Conspiracy Against Christianity, I prove that there's only one true purpose. In fact, those are the two words that Albert Pike used. You learn the true purpose, unquote, quote, of the Masonic Lodge at the 30th degree when you take a vow to destroy Christianity. I've documented that from their own literature in my third book called Masonry, Conspiracy Against Christianity. I believe you sell that book as well, Dr.
Yes, we sell that book. We think it's important. And the thing is that basically the Masons have infiltrated the Protestant church. They've got themselves on the board of directors so that if any minister dares to speak out against Masonry, why, you know, he'll be packing his bags the next day. But don't feel bad if you're a Catholic. They've infiltrated the Catholic Church, too, and some of the people at the highest levels of the Catholic Church have sworn their secret vows to the great architect of the universe, and that's why they have had satanic rituals in the basement of the Vatican. That's why it was Pope Paul VI who talked about the smoke of Satan circulating above the Vatican.
Well, I don't know if you want to mention this, but the Pope, two popes ago, called John Paul I, I believe, was murdered by the Masons.
Sure.
Because he broke the, he understood that the Masons had actually infiltrated the Vatican, and there was 160-some or 130-some, I've forgotten the exact number, over 100 Masons inside the Vatican, when the tradition is that the Catholic Church is opposed to the Masonry. Well, that is, unless you're a Mason inside the Vatican, then you can be a Mason.
And wasn't it he lasted 33 days?
He died on his 33rd day of office, and I don't think that's a coincidence. That's telling us that the 33rd degree poisoned him. He was poisoned. There's no question about that. Well, I can't say that. There was no autopsy performed on his body, but the nun that kept banging on his door to wake him officially in the morning finally decided to open the door and go inside and see what the problem was. And she found the Pope sitting in his bed with papers in his hands. This is not very pleasant. And he had vomited up all of some poison. The stuff was on his papers and on his glasses, etc., which means his body had reacted to the poison he had taken, but unfortunately it killed him as well.
And, of course, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the real world, not the imaginary world that most people live in, you know, the nice, happy world. It is a real world. We live in a violent world. There are secret societies out there, and they're working at the highest levels of our government today.
And well, I would urge your listeners, and I'm sure you do as well, Dr. Stan, to read that third book. If you want to know what Masons are, especially if you're a Mason, you need to know what that ritual at the 30th degree meant, because most of the Masons just gloss right over it and go on to the 32nd. But they need to know exactly. That is, that at the 30th degree, Albert Pike wrote, you learn the, quote, true purpose, unquote, of the Masonic Lodge.
And, you know, it should be so obvious to every Mason. I'm sure most of them don't. But if you're a Mason and you have a copy of Morals and Dogma, go to the opening page of the 32nd degree. And the only picture in the entire book is there. And it shows a body with two heads, one man, one woman, and surrounded by Masonic lore. And they're standing on the top of a great dragon that overlays the world. And, of course, the message should be so clear. Masonry stands on the foundation of Satanism, the dragon that overlies this world. And, after all, when Christ was on the Mount of Temptation, the devil said to him, if you'll just kneel down and worship me, I can give you all the governments of the world. How could he do it? Why, even then he controlled them. And, of course, now, thanks to the activities of our government, why any Any government that doesn't go along here is simply eliminated. Their leaders are killed. And, of course, that's why we're in the Middle East today, is to bring all of those governments under the control of the same leader. And this is the most incredible story in the world today. And we're planning on going to war with Iran. And we're planning on going to war with Syria. And it's only a matter of time. Because before the world is plunged into World War III, but it's out of chaos that will come order.
That's correct. Dr. Sand, someone who was a Mason gave me a copy of his, I guess you call it his certificate, of his 32nd degree. And up on the very top it says, Ordo Ab Chao. And that means order out of chaos. And they believe that the God of the Bible created chaos in the universe, and they're going to bring order. And that's what the New World Order is.
And, Chris, I had a fascinating open lines last week on my afternoon program, and a fellow called in, was a 32nd degree Mason, and of course, he was quite willing to talk about it. He said, you know, it wasn't until I read my Bible that I realized what I was in, and then I renounced my vows.
Oh,
and
fine.
This is what you really have to do. You know, if you're a Mason out there, check out what Ralph has, and check out what we have on this, and then get down on your knees and pray to God and renounce what you've done, and you can be forgiven. I fear that many of the Masons, when they've realized what they're into, they're too frightened, ready to do much of anything, realizing that one day they will stand before the great white throne of judgment. And every Mason knows that. But, of course, they don't know what the great white throne of judgment is. What's the significance of that, Ralph?
Well, I think you've discovered that, Dr. Stanley. You called me once, we talked about it, and I had not seen that. But the Great White Throne is reserved for the unsaved. Is that not correct?
Right. It's the judgment of the damned. That's where every Mason will go. And when they have a Masonic funeral, they talk about the Great White Throne of Judgment as if it's something to be, you know, desired rather than something feared.
Yeah. I know there are Masons listening right now who think that perhaps we're a little bit wrong on this, but I would urge those Masons, if they want to read their own book, Morals and Dogma, I would urge them to get a copy, and if they want to read my review alongside of it, I would urge them to do that. Sit down and read the quotations, find them yourself, as you did, Dr. Stan. You found that I was quoting it accurately, and read it yourself, and read it with a different understanding. There's something going on inside Morals and Dogma. That's why you're supposed to read the book.
Sure. And the great tragedy is so many good people are into Masonry, and they do not realize what Manly P. Hall, the Masonic philosopher, said. Masonry is a fraternity within a fraternity, and out of fraternity of men who are trying to do good and have a good time and to be a service to the community, but an inner fraternity that studies the Ancorum and the Anconorum.
Yeah, and that's a secret inside a secret?
The secret and the secret of secrets, right?
Yeah. And the secret is very simply that they worship Lucifer, the devil. Now, you think that's crazy, but it's very simple. During the first, in fact, this might help, Dr. Stan, for your Masons who are listening. You and I can talk about the rituals, but they can't. But during the first 3 degrees, the Mason goes through. He's brought up to the worshipful master, and I will call him just the president, the leader, the president. And he's accompanied by the vice president, and the president asks the vice president, what do you ask for this initiate, or words to that effect? And he says, light. And then at the second degree, it's more light, and third degree, it's further light. And then at the end of the third degree, they learn that the light is the true knowledge of deity. The true knowledge of deity. And then when you go to the 14th degree, you learn on page 321 of Morals Dogma that Lucifer is the light bearer. And you are told to doubt it not. Now, what does that mean? You just learned the true knowledge of deity. And you're supposed to make that connection yourself. They're not going to make it for you, because if you did, you'd probably run and say, I'm not getting involved with this. But when you put those two quotes together, you ask for light, and then you learn at the 14th degree what light is. It is the true knowledge of deity. And then you learn that Lucifer is the light bearer. Doubt it not. You are to connect that on your own and conclude that Lucifer is the light bearer. He's the God you've been praying to. Now notice, Dr. Stan, you and I didn't say that. Albert Pike said it. He wrote the rituals and wrote Morals and Dogma.
Sure. And people need to understand that there are 2 to 3 million people in this country today, and they have infiltrated every aspect of our society. And if you're a Mason and you try to get out of Masonry, they'll come after you and make your life miserable. If you're a minister and you speak out against Masonry, they will destroy you. And I believe they still kill people today.
Yep.
But the average individual cannot believe this sort of thing could go on. And sometimes, you know, we'll have these trials for people who have committed heinous crimes, and they just are not convicted. Why? Because of the Masonic hand sign, the Masonic symbology, the Masonic pins they wear, and there's a Mason on that jury. They cannot convict them. We'll be right back with Ralph.
Had no idea how many details there were. Then someone mentioned insurance. Almost forgot that little detail. Luckily, I heard about a new plan from Humana called Humana One HSA. Humana One HSA combines a health savings account administered by Chase and FDIC Insured Bank with a high deductible health plan. So I get medical coverage I can afford, and I can save money for my health expenses tax-free. I could save between 20 and 40% on my health premiums, and I'll reduce my taxes. I applied over the phone and talked one-on-one with Neil Muhlberg, a Humana representative. He helped me set up both my health plan and my savings account. That's what I call simple and smart. And when you work for yourself, you've got to think smart about your business and your health insurance. For more information and a quote, call Neil Muhlberg, an authorized agent for Humana One, at 303-499-2735. That's 303-499-2735. Application is subject to acceptance or approval by insurer. Health plan has limitations and exclusions.
16 of 16 terminally ill cancer patients fully recovered during a 1934 study sponsored by Dr. Milbank Johnson and the University of Southern California using Dr. Royal Rife's frequency generator. Rife invented the world's most powerful optical microscope capable of seeing a living virus. With it, he isolated bacteria and viruses that cause many diseases, such as asthma, allergies, arthritis, bronchitis, colitis, diabetes, Epstein-Barr, fibromyalgia, herpes, lupus, migraines, shingles, staph, strep, psoriasis, and more. Rife then found the frequencies that would destroy many viruses and bacteria. Doctors used Rife's instrument in the 1930s, 40s, and 50s and reported very high success rates. To receive the historic one-hour documentary about Dr. Royal Raymond Rife's lifelong quest to eliminate disease, call 1-888-486-4420. Call now for the free video and brochure about Rife's amazing discoveries. Call 1-888-486-4420 now.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential protein, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Hi, I'm Ann Johnson, owner of Brightside Health Food Store. I believe my ministry is to help heal the sick, and that God is allowing me to reach people through superior products. StressX has over 45 years of research by 1,200 scientists and 3,300 studies. StressX has proven itself superior when compared to other products and passes all requirements for Olympic athletes. Call me at 303-833-2784 to find out how StressX boosts your energy, improves performance, increases endurance, and provides greater mental alertness. That's 303-833-2784.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest is Ralph Epperson. And Ralph has done a tremendous amount of work. And Ralph, one more time, give out your telephone number so people can get hold of you if they'd like to get your material. And Ralph and I disagree on just one or two little minor points, but as a whole, he is the finest researcher as far as Masonry is concerned. I know he's dedicated his life really to getting the information out. And his books are outstanding. His Unseen Hand, his book on the New World Order, and then Masonry, the Conspiracy Against Christianity, are books you need to have in your library. But the one you really want to get is the free one. And Ralph offers that. And it's the book review of Morals and Dogma. Ralph, how can people get that?
Yeah, people, if they want to call me, even for a free catalog or their review of Morals and Dogma, please, you're very kind to allow me to do it again. My number is 800 800-422-3888. 800-422-3888. Give me a call, and I'll send you out a free copy of my review of Morals Done. We'll send you a catalog, whatever you wish. And just, or even if you want to talk, especially if you're a Mason, call me. Let's talk. We need to explore what it is that you're in, and we'll do so from your own literature.
And, of course, one of the things is that Masonry is having sort of a hard time, aren't they?
Yes.
Are some of the Masons really learning what this is about and renouncing their vows?
I don't run into those circumstances like you do, Dr. Stan. You probably get more because you're on every day. But I've had Masons call me to tell me they've gotten out. And we do know that they're losing numbers inside the lodge, and that's a very healthy sign. And I think they're under attack like they haven't been under attack since 1826 when Captain William Morgan was murdered in Batavia or someplace around Batavia, New York. They're under attack like they've never been under attack, except for that period during the times of the murder of Captain William Morgan.
And of course, they even organized in the United States an anti-Masonic party back in the 1820s, or maybe it was 1830. But anyway, it played an important part of politics at that time. These ideas are totally removed from our history books. How could that be? Very simply, because their people work within the media, and of course they interlock with people from the other secret societies. And there are not one, but many secret societies that all work in concert here. They have an agenda, they have a goal, and that is a world government. They call it globalism today. It's a nice word, but it is really a world government under a world dictator. They know exactly what they're doing, but of course they can't let the common rabble know.
You mentioned, I think, on the air, Dr. Stan, that during their Roe versus Wade decision by the Supreme Court, you said something like four or five of the Supreme Court justices were Masons. Do you know that?
Well, basically, it was not so much Roe versus Wade, although I'm sure that the Masonic influence is there, but between 1941 and 1971, Roe versus Wade was 73, but between 1941 and 1971, while the Masons controlled the United States Supreme Court in majorities of 5-4 or 8-1. 8 Masonic judges, 1 non-Masonic. They dominated the court. That's why they took God and prayer out of our schools, because they hate Christianity. When you understand that, then so much of what's going on makes sense. Now,
yes,
after 71, while they did not always have a majority, but many of the judges were Masons, and of course, then, of course, when it became obvious what they'd done, they pulled the Masons off the court, and they put in other people who would be reliable as far as their voting is concerned.
That's scary, but understand this: they have a like you pointed out once before, their oath to the Masonic Lodge is superior to the oath in the of the Supreme Court of the Constitution. There was a report in 1867 or so of some general being in the White House when Andrew Johnson was president, and Andrew Johnson, and he was president of the United States after Lincoln's assassination. He moved up from vice president. He was there with Albert Pike and this general, and the general reported that he sensed that Pike was his superior. In other words, he was there to do what Pike told him to do. Now think about that. That means that he's not superior. The president was not the leader or the follower of the Constitution. He was the follower of Albert Pike.
Sure.
And that's what that general reported. It's an amazing revelation to show you the influence of the Masonic Lodge.
And of course, Albert Pike had been a general during the Civil War. He was one of the founders of the Ku Klux Klan. He actually codified modern-day Masonry, the Scottish Rite of modern-day Masonry. His book was read by literally every Scottish Rite Mason in this country, or was given it up until 1974. And, of course, then they've come up with a new book by Rex Hutchings. In fact, did you ever debate Rex Hutchings?
No, I tried to. I met Rex Hutchings. He lives here in Tucson. He called me once, way back in probably about 88 or 89, called me and said, "Why are you speaking out against Masonry?" And I said, "Well, I don't understand. What do you mean?" He said, "Well, I just had a call from a friend of mine in Denver that said you were up there in Denver a couple of weeks ago talking against Freemasonry. I said, well, I said, Rex, I haven't been in Denver for years, but I do speak out about Masonry. He said, well, my friend said, and I said, you know, that's not the reason you called. You don't care about the fact that it was the, I don't care about the fact that it was 2 weeks ago or 2 years ago. I speak out against Masonry, and that's what concerns you. So he told me he was a 32nd degree Mason, and he had written a book called A Bridge to Light that he wanted me to know about. And so he wanted to know why I spoke out against Masonry. And I said to him, Rex, you know, I'm not going to answer your question. He said, why? Because I said, no matter what I say, you're going to deny it. And he said, what do you mean? I said, okay, I'll tell you what, let's do it. I said, I'm going to tell you that I can prove there are two layers inside the lodge. One who knows the secrets and the rest of them who don't know the secret. He said, that's not true. I said, you just proved my point. Because I told you that you're going to deny it. Now listen, there's only two things. Either I'm right or I'm wrong. If I'm right and you know that I'm right, you've got to deny it. Because Masons will not reveal the existence of this second layer inside the lodge. If I'm wrong, then you would deny it as well, because you don't know about the second layer, or that I don't have, there is no second layer. So I said, you can't tell me anything. So I don't care about this. So he said, we got to meet. So we finally did. He and I met. He brought me a copy of A Bridge to Light, and I gave him a copy of The Unseen Hand. And I was at the time writing my second book called The New World Order, which cut the Masonic Lodge open in ways that they've never been opened. And that's that book called The New World, the second book that I wrote. And he didn't know that, and I didn't want him to know that I was writing that book. So I told him that he could come over, and we talked and met, and he asked me to speak to his lodge. And I said, I'll be ready to do that as soon as I continue my research. I'm just looking into, I need more evidence about the Masons. I didn't tell him that I was writing a book. And he said, okay. So he kept calling me about 4 or 5 months, once a month, to ask me to speak to his lodge. And I said, kept saying no. And then I released my New World Order book, and I never heard from Rex Hutchins again. He found out that I knew the secret, and that was the end of that.
Well, I mean, it should be so obvious. Simply that one picture at the beginning of the 32nd degree in Morals and Dogma. Why this being with both uniting men and women, standing on the dragon which overlies the world. That's what it's all about. Masonry stands on the serpent, Satan himself, the red demon.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network. American Biotech Labs, a world leader in silver technology, introduces Silver Biotics, a patented silver supplement that's the ultimate immune system support, doctor recommended and a natural alternative. Dr. Ken Friedman, a medical research writer and author of the book The New Silver Solution, states Silver Biotics is 96.8% bioavailable and can safely be used every day to support a healthy immune system. To order your Silver Biotics, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Hi, I'm Linda.
And I'm Jesse. We're the owners of BillOfRightsPress.com.
When you're looking for books or media that the government wishes would just go away,
go to BillOfRightsPress.com.
Controversial? You bet. Secure? Most definitely.
Yeah, but how about privacy?
Hey, I shred all our customers' info 30 days after their order is shipped.
If we don't have it, they can't get it.
Now that's total privacy.
You can call in your order at 970-391-2364.
Mail your order directly to us.
Or buy online at BillOfRightsPress.com.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, or antibacterials. Probably never, right? Hey, folks, Michael Trudeau here, and I want to tell you about my friend Marty. He's the owner and founder of the Calben Soap Company. For the past 55 years, the Calben Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calben Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. Calben Pure Soap is made from all natural ingredients. It's earth-friendly and it's safe. Call the Calben Soap Company today toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Visit them on the web at calbenpuresoap.com or call for information at 1-800-340-7091. That web address again is calbenpuresoap.com. Try Pure Soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest is Tony Brock Epperson, and we're talking about his work, about his research into this secret society that permeates every aspect of our country. And, of course, these secret societies have been here shortly after the Pilgrims first came to the United States. Their goal has always been to gain control of our government and then use the military and financial power of the United States to bring the whole world under this one world control. And, of course, with a new political leader and a new spiritual leader. That's really about the destruction of Christianity, and that's, of course, why they want to take Christ out of Christmas, want to take any mention of God out of our schools. There really is a conspiracy against God, isn't there, Ralph?
Yes, absolutely. That's what I discovered. In my second book, I talked about a 6,000-year-old worship of Lucifer on this earth. I've got a 14-hour lecture video. It's got over 3,000 slides in it to document the fact. You'll see pictures of this worship. It's everywhere. It's in every culture, every time period, every nation, every continent. It's worldwide. And there's been a secret worship of Lucifer on this earth for 6,000 years, and the Masons are part of it. They admit that in their own literature. By the way, let's go back to what you talked about. I want to make a point here that we need to examine. It was the Masons and the group called the Knights of the Golden Circle that created the Ku Klux Klan. Albert Pike helped create the Masonic Lodge. The man who did create it, the founder, so-called founder of the KKK, was the General Nathan Bedford Forrest. And inside the Masonic literature, they admit that Nathan Bedford Forrest was indeed a Mason, and so was Albert Pike. So these men created the Ku Klux Klan. Their purpose was to start a second civil war. And the Masons list that in the literature of the Masonic Lodge. Why would they be proud of that? But they are. That's how bad it is. By the way, going back, finishing up the story on Rex Hutchins, after Rex published, in fact, the Masons in the 33rd degree published his book, A Bridge to Light, he was elevated to the 33rd degree, and so Rex is now a 33rd degree Mason, and I think we should be more aware of that and talk about Rex in his great book, Bridge to Light, because you will read the truth in there about the Masonic Lodge, because he wrote it as a replacement of Morals and Dogma. And by the way, just to make that clear, they admit that the reason they took the book off the market, off the circulation, being handed out to every Mason at the 14th degree, was not because they don't agree with the book, but because it was too hard for the American people to read because of our public school system. They admit that it's a little bit too heavy in language, so they wrote the book Bridge to Light with a lot of pictures and big words, you know, a larger print, so everybody could read it like you do a comic book. So that's what they've done. And yet the Masons continue to support public education. It doesn't make sense. They admit that the kids can't read, and so they revised their book, wrote a new one for it, but they want you to keep sending your kids to a public school. Why is that, Dr. Stan?
Because they want to dumb them down so they can't think.
Yep.
And they can't think clearly, so they will be good little slaves, and that's why they do so many of the other things that are being done to harm the brains and minds of our children. And, of course, and constantly barraging them with filth and vulgarity. And everybody says it's funny. It's not funny. It's an affront to God, and God is going to bring his judgment on this land, indeed upon this entire world. I fear when I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just, and his justice will not sleep forever. Jefferson said that, but it's true.
This country is in trouble, Dr. Stan, and it's intentionally in trouble because of the people want it to be in trouble. And that's why you and I do what we do. We try to get people aware of this. I write books and do seminars once in a while, and I do my best to educate people.
And you put a seminar on if anybody invites you?
Oh, yes, I've got one. In fact, I'm going to Michigan later on this month, Upper Michigan, the Upper Peninsula, to speak on it's a three-lecture seminar starting on Saturday morning, the 25th of March. So if you live in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, please call me at my 800 number and let's talk. You can come and listen. I've got three speeches prepared. They're on PowerPoint, and you can you can watch and learn a great deal about the founding of this nation and why we're in the mess we're in.
And of course, Ralph is has just dedicated his life to getting the information, and of course to speaking on this and to trying to get people to understand how this all fits together. And if you don't know the Masonic history of America, you certainly can't understand the Christian history of America and this conflict that has been there since the beginning of our nation, and how at each time, the Christians would form a university like Harvard, and of course the occultists would take it over. And then they'd form Yale University, and it's going to be a Christian university, and it's going to teach ministers, and pretty soon the other side had taken it over. And then they're going to form Princeton University to train ministers, and pretty soon it was taken over. And now, all across America, they control the universities. In fact, they controlled until recently most of our Baptist seminaries and our Catholic seminaries. They are working at every level of our society, like cockroaches, trying to destroy.
Well, Dr. Stan, we can see the things happening in front of us every day. There's another invasion of the traditional American past, and yet we don't understand why. And when you and I try to point out why, the people don't want to hear it. I don't understand that.
Because
there's
there
no
is
explanation.
A,
they don't
a
understand
spirit,
why.
There's a spiritual blindness, Ralph. There really is a spiritual blindness that keeps them from seeing.
I agree. But in other words, notice that when we offer an explanation, the only one they've got for these events, they don't want to hear it.
That's
but
all
they
right.
can see it happening.
We've got a great audience out there, and a lot of the people listening to this program all over Colorado, and really all over the world, because this goes out on the Internet, are learning. Your job and my job is to tell people God will determine who will listen, who will hear. Hey, we're out of time. It's always a pleasure having you with us, and I'm looking forward to having you on our afternoon or evening program later this week.
Good enough, Dr. Stan. Your book will be in the mail. In fact, it's on the way. You should get it today.
God bless. Thanks so very much.
God bless, Dr. Stan.
Okay. Well, that's our good friend, Ralph Epperson, and Ralph has been one of the real champions of this effort to awaken the American people for many years. He's dedicated his life to this, as have I, and we hope that many of you in the listening audience will do as well. We need to get the truth out in the time allotted. Believe me, ladies and gentlemen, the time is short. We're moving towards World War III. We'll be right back to wrap up the program.
Pain. It can really affect your day. If you're looking for a natural way to help with your pain, Healthy Nature's NutriPain may be just for you. Whole dried herbs are specially blended to help ease your muscles or sore joints. A 60-capsule bottle is just $12.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 and ask for Healthy Nature's NutriPain.
American Biotech Labs, a world leader in silver technology, introduces Silver Biotics, a patented silver supplement that's the ultimate immune system support. Doctor recommended and a natural alternative. Dr. Ken Friedman, a medical research writer and author of the book The New Silver Solution, states, Silver Biotics is 96.8% bioavailable and can safely be used every day to support a healthy immune system. To order your Silver Biotics, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Buffalo Bill Cody, frontiersman, buffalo hunter, showman, not exactly a guy who was easily entertained. That's why he spent so much time in Denver. There was always something going on, just like today. From world-class sports, shopping, performing arts, museums, and restaurants, Denver has it all. Why go anywhere else? Invite your family to experience a Mile High Energy, too. Find visitor specials for the holidays, New Year's, and beyond at Denver.org. Sponsored by the Denver Metro Convention and Visitors Bureau and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Well, stand back here at the American Freedom Network, and I hope you enjoyed our program with Ralph this morning. And we do carry his book, The New World Order, The Unseen Hand, and Masonry, the Conspiracy Against God, and so if or against Christianity. And so we recommend certainly you get his book on the book review of Morals and Dogma, and we'll be glad to put you in touch with Ralph if you need to. Now, to really understand what's going on in America today, let me recommend this DVD that's just come out. It's called Secret Mysteries of America's Beginnings, and I have a small part in that. But then they interview William Still and Bill Sneplin and many of my other frequent guests, and it goes into the fact that from the very beginning of America, in fact, long before America was formed, there were secret societies, and one of them was the Rosicrucians. And they, of course, were intent upon using America, coming to America, developing this society to become the new Atlantis, the new world order, and then to lead the world into this world government, which is exactly what is taking place today, and why we're fighting over in the Middle East, and why, of course, we're doing everything we can to topple the Philippine government and topping the Thai government and topping the government of Nepal. And, of course, but there is resistance against this as well. And, of course, many of the other countries know what's going on. And, of course, I hate America because we go in and if they have a leader that they elect, we get him overthrown as we did in Iran. We overthrew the democratically elected leader there, Premier Mossadegh, in 1953, and brought the Shah to power, and then we overthrew the Shah and brought the Ayatollah to power to bring about World War III in times such as this. And everything is being calculated. We're on a timetable, and they're following the script very well. If I could suggest the DVD, and it's almost 3 hours long, I promise you, you will not be able to stop listening, watching it. It is so professionally done and so well done, and it's called The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning. And all of these things, Ralph, book, and this are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginnings. And we carry the other DVDs that Chris Pinto has put out very professionally. In fact, I'm in the second one, Megiddo 1 and Megiddo 2, and I have a little part in Megiddo 2. The information is vitally important for you to have and to understand. And, of course, Megiddo 2 is the history of the world from the Garden of Eden right up to where we are today. Megiddo 1 deals with the supernatural and its influence in the mediums and the people who have prophesied, people like Edgar Casey. Who was he? What did he really represent? Well, he was in contact with the other dimension. That's why he was able to do the truly amazing things he did. But, of course, at the price of his eternal soul. And then, of course, we do carry the book of by Joanna Michelson, The Beautiful Side of Evil, telling about when she was a medium. We have a four-tape set on the supernatural. And we have so much information through my ministry. If you'd like a free copy of one of our newsletters and get one of our catalogs, we'll be glad to send it to you. Again, our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. My DVD on the Brotherhood of Darkness is now available. If you want to see the picture of the person standing on top of the dragon, that's in the Secrets of the Illuminati video. The Secrets of the Illuminati. Pray for America, pray for revival. Please pray for Radio Liberty. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at Amerifree.com. Modern Bible scholars teach that the church will miraculously be kept from the tribulation in an event called the rapture. Yet the Bible is strangely quiet about such an event. The Watchman's Cry is a fascinating new book by Obadiah Frank that makes the study of the last days understandable. Using clear explanations, the notion that the church will be raptured before the time of the Great Tribulation is proven a dangerous deception. The Watchman's Cry is available from the American Freedom Network for only $10 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
The American Freedom Network has a growing list of videos available.